DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, it's a season, and if you sign up to be a baseball fan, the great part about signing up as a baseball fan and the great part about baseball seasons are it's a ride and it's a roller coaster, and it means you're built to withstand the ups and the downs, and I that's what you should love about baseball. It really is, that you're willing to kind of take that ride of all the ups and downs of a season, and the journey of it. That's the greatest part about our sport, and you got to survive that, and you got to thrive in it. It's the fun and beauty of our sport.
It is a roller coaster of love.
Say what?
When you're a baseball fan, ooh,
how?
That was Craig Counsell, who was just on with us. We talked to him about a lot of stuff as it pertains to the Cubs. The Cubs will play the Cardinals tonight. We will have pregame for you at 6:10. Texter's right, and 847 Texter, you're right. I missed an opportunity. I should have asked Craig how he feels about cheese curds. All that time in Wisconsin? Because, I mean, it's not the same, but it's similar, and I wonder if any type of food like that freaks him out.
Yeah, no, I think it's different. I think it's different. Very different. The cheese is a deciding factor in the difference between the tots and the curds.
It's key.
It's very important.
Well, and I'll tell you, with my curds, I like it more panko.
Yeah, nobody asked.
Oh, my bad. I thought we were bonding, but apparently not. No more tater tots for you the next time we go to dinner.
Oh, no. See, I blew it.
I won't be sharing them with you. I'll just put the plate over by Tanny and go, Tanny, would you like some tots?
Oh, man.
Alex goes to dinner with us. Yeah. Alex, would you like some tots? Because no more for Mr. Spiegel.
No, I guess I'm out. I'm out.
He's made it clear that he doesn't care about my culinary taste. But yeah, a little panko cheese curd. Like, you don't want it to be too fried.
I love that I did not dissuade you from sharing your curd take. Now we're becoming a team. That's how it goes. I can take shots at his culinary predilections. Like, I don't care. And he doesn't stop. He just keeps on going.
You know who's got good curds?
Who's that?
Fat Poor.
Really?
South Loop?
Down in our neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
Over by Dare.
Over by Wintrust.
Yes.
And they do it right with a little... It's really good.
All right. Well, good.
Put
noted.
On the list.
Cubs have lost eight... they've won 8 in their last 19 games. They're 8-11 in their last 19 games.
They're below 500 in June now. What, 10-11?
I think it might even be 2 games below 500 in June.
Yeah, so
they went 15-4 in the previous 19 games and then have gone 8-11 in their past 19.
Yeah, and last night wasn't good for a lot of reasons. I was thinking about our buddy Dustino the whole time.
Jameson Taillon.
Yeah, Jameson Taillon was blowing up.
Hot Just garbage. You wait till 5:45.
Oh, really?
45.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
And an all-timer.
I can. You know what? He earned his victory lap because Dustino took a beating from all of us and J-Mo and the clubhouse.
Yeah, but, man, nothing disgusts me more than sports radio people taking a victory lap when a team that they love fails.
That's hard.
That I don't like. That is the reason I rose up in 2009 and screamed at Dan Bernstein for the first time on air, because he was like thrilled. Yeah, it was like it was the first time. Because he was thrilled that Scott Podsednik had failed one night. And he was like raising his hands in victory that Scott Podsednik had failed on his beloved White Sox.
Like Shaft, Dan's a complicated man.
I lost it, Lawrence. I lost it. So I was like, wait a minute. You'd rather be right than see your team win? What are we doing? What are we doing here?
And defending Destino's honor, this was no victory lap.
Oh, okay.
Quite the opposite.
I'm sure. I mean, he cares about the Cubs quite a bit.
All right, good. All right, Alex, out there defending Dustin's honor. I knew there had to be one. Somebody has to do it. It's not Mr. David of late.
Well, I actually like Dustin, too.
I like Dustin a lot.
When I had the chance to sit in and do pre- and post-game, we got to be reunited because Dustin and I came up in the game together. You know, we were interns at the same time back in the day.
For Joniak and Lou Kanellis at WMAQ?
Yes, we were part of that clan.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So look, this is a baseball season. I thought Craig Counsell's answer, which the guys turned around and brought back there at the top of the hour,
nice work.
Was quite beautiful. That answer is quite beautiful. This is what it is. And you want this. Well, you choose, Lawrence, you choose the roller coaster. You're dreaming of it because nobody other than the 2016 Cubs goes out there and starts hot and never really has a downturn. And you could even argue that the 2016 Cubs, before they turned it around with that Sunday night game against Seattle, when John Lester had the squeeze bunt and Jason Hayward scored from third, that kicked them back into a winning way after they had lost a few games before then. But then the 2016 playoffs were insane. It's like a full season in and of itself of ups and downs. You want the ups and downs. So embrace that you are here with the anxiety. Like, you want the anxiety of a good and challenging baseball season.
Okay, I understand where you and Craig are coming from. And for the most part, I agree. I do think that you took a batch of copium during the break, though, because wouldn't being 15 games ahead of second place feel great?
It would feel better, sure. But this still feels pretty good.
Well, right.
This, if you can reframe it just a little, is what you wanted. Go back to March. Find the gratitude of what you were actually hoping for. You remember all those things when, like, the early weeks of April, as people would write and people would say, and you were one of them, and we were all one of them, saying, like, you know what? Should be a pretty fun summer. Should be a pretty fun summer on the north side. This is it. And sometimes the summer gets a little scary. It gets hot here in the city.
Yes, it does. Baseball is like this. You would love it if your team was front running. You know, like, they, from the moment the season started to the moment that it ended, and that there was no problems in between. But baseball, it's just, guys are tired. Guys are overheated. Guys have been playing too much. Guys you have to tackle to get them out of the lineup. There's all sorts of stuff that goes on with a baseball team. And so you do have to expect that there's going to be some of this.
And the margins are small.
Very.
For winning and losing and success and failure and BABIP and hang with ems and all of that. The margins are very small.
It does feel amplified, and that's part of the beauty of baseball too. When it's like you're looking at the series against Milwaukee and you go, man, this is kind of a big series for Milwaukee. You walk into this series for the Cardinals, you go, this is a huge series for the Cardinals.
It is.
And now the final two games of it are now a big deal. I wouldn't say it's huge, but it's a big deal for the Cubs to get one of the next two. Because then if you don't, then you're staring at, oh, now next week's series against the Cardinals becomes huge for the Cubs.
Absolutely. You're right, because you got 13 that just started now two nights ago, and these Cardinals are rising to the moment, and they are loving it. Listen to this quote from Nolan Arenado after the game last night. He makes that beautiful play, right? And Arenado said this: as you get older, these are the games you want. You don't want to play games just to play games. Individually, I've accomplished some things in this game. I want to accomplish something team-oriented and special. I want to win a World Series. Games and series like this, It's easy to wake up for. This is the most excited that I've come to the ballpark for this series in about 2 years. That's a Hall of Famer to be. That is an OG, the 10-time Gold Glove Award winner, Nolan Arenado, telling you that right now, this series is the most excited he's been in 2 years of baseball.
There's an idea of, you know, like stress sweat. There's also the idea of like good stress.
Oh, hell yeah.
And if you're the Cardinals,
you're feeling it.
This is good stress. This is, hey, you know what? We're not far behind them. And if we play well in this series, we might change our front office's mind about direction. And sometimes that's a great thing for the clubhouse to have that type of control. The Cubs had it a couple of years ago when it was like, well, they could start selling off. And then what happened? When they got back from London, they started playing well. And it made it so that they were just like, nope, we're not going to destroy this team and trade off pieces. Let's see where this goes.
Hey, man, and to your point, these Cardinals, Sonny Gray said no to a trade. Nolan Arenado has said no for 2 years to possible trades from the Cardinals. He doesn't want to leave. Those guys want this thing to turn, and it's starting to turn for them.
It is. It's starting to turn for them. And look, every night when you're the Cubs are not in a great place for the last 2 weeks. They're not bad, but you've seen a lot of things. Like there are cracks in what's happened with the Cubs. Now it's kind of up to Jed, who has clearly been out here looking around to see how he can improve the Cubs to try and fix it. Like, there's a list, and we went through some of it with Craig. The Ben Brown thing, the fact that J-Mo has given up, 13 earned in his last two starts. That part, your MVP candidate falls asleep in a game. That's probably the easiest thing to fix, but it's still a thing. Your third base position is not strong. Defensively, it is. Offensively, the results haven't quite been what you wanted with Shaw returning.
Mm-hmm.
Shota had been gone for a month and a half. So there's stuff. The bullpen is not quite strong enough.
Well, this is why the front office must respond. Because as Craig was talking about, you have to enjoy the stress and lean into it. That's not just the players and the manager. The front office has to step the hell up right now and give these guys some help because the issues have been exposed. That bullpen will be better when you improve the starting rotation and you move somebody from that rotation into the bullpen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And hopefully you get more innings from the rotation and some more dominance from some of that. Porter Hodge is back now. It is time for Jed to step up and make the earlier move, perhaps, than he wanted to. And again, I say it's Alcantara. Kenny Rosenthal wrote a great piece today in The Athletic about this moment for the Cubs and what they should do. And they should go for it, as we've been saying.
Of course they should.
This is an opportunity. You've got Tucker probably coming off the books. You've got four or five other guys potentially coming off the books after 2026. You go for it right the hell now. You want a third baseman to better yourself? Go ahead and get one. You want a pitcher? Make that pitcher move early, because your opportunity is now, and your team is showing you that they could use it. Give them the jolt of confidence and excellence of a big-time addition in that rotation as soon as you can, in my opinion.
Pitching and especially rotation pieces are always fascinating to me. The arguments for when to do it. I always think earlier, and I could be wrong about it from a strategic standpoint, but the way that managers use pitchers like that in the postseason, I don't know if there's the same value to it versus can I get three more starts in August to help us get to where we want to go, or three more starts in July to help us to get to where we want to go so that we have the opportunity in October versus the, well, we picked this guy up so that he could pitch for us twice in October, but we're probably only going to let him go four innings in the October game because it's more of a bullpen game these days than it used to be.
Right. You know, you're right that the cumulative effect of the starts and having them begin sooner can do more for you over the long haul. And there's a psychological effect of adding a big time pitcher, man. I don't think there's anything more valuable than a true number one top of the rotation arm. I don't think there's anything more valuable in baseball because of what it does to the entire team. And oh man, oh, it's win day. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. It's win day. What that does and what it does for a bullpen to know, probably only got to cover three innings at the most tonight, guys, maybe just two innings. And all of a sudden, dudes are resting and other starters rise to meet him. And you realize your team believes in you. Yeah, no, it is time and it is necessary. And I hope that Bruce's report was on point, and I hope that Jed and Carter are paying attention to everything that's going on and realizing their club needs it.
You mind if I call a quick audible?
Do it.
Here's what I want to do, because we don't have a lot of time left in this segment, but I'm going to unlock the phones.
Unlock the phones. Release the hounds.
I want to ask Cub fans about their stress in watching the last like 2 weeks, but especially the last couple of nights, and how the angst and the stress has manifested itself in you while you're watching or listening to the game. 312-644-6767. Some people have already texted us. Some of it's like, there are people that are in here that's like, yeah, typical Cubs. They're falling apart. They're going to be out of it.
Here's one. This isn't fun. It friggin' sucks. Another garbage team being exposed. Arenado's excited, but Cubs couldn't care less. That, sir, says a lot about your mental space. I wish you well, sir.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there is some of that. So I'm wondering if there are people that feel like the stress is good. Like they're used to it. And it's something that they kind of like, because baseball is your summer companion. Like, I know that that's what we're doing. Like, every night we go home, we say goodbye. And then what do? We immediately go sit down and start watching the Cubs game.
Yep.
And to get ready to talk with Cubs fans about this team because they're good, you know, and that's for me, I love it.
Dude.
I love the idea of baseball with consequences. Like, it's fun.
In June. Baseball with consequences in June. Let's go. And it's like, it's such a good outlet for so much going on. I'll be honest. My dad passed 2.5 weeks ago, right? I'm still processing all of that. There's some other stuff going on in my life.
Your toe.
The toe is an issue. Lawrence, I'm eating clean. And
I've been noticing, man.
And losing some weight. And so I've taken away my good friend binging. My good friend
Candy.
No, we
talked with him yesterday during 5 o'clock. He was great.
But like,
we'll have him on again.
I'm not eating my feelings anymore. What am I supposed to do with them? You know what I'm doing? Watching baseball. I am leaning into baseball hard right now.
Oh, Alex has had to turn away people. Are they mad, Alex? Is that what's going on?
Are they feisty?
There are people inside of the mob that have been talking about it. Joey C. says, Zero stress about Cubs season going awry. Stress only because I've thrown a couple bets on the Cubs the last couple of series. Yeah, that probably hasn't gone the way that you've wanted it to go.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie says, I just hate the Cardinals. That's why these two games suck.
I feel
yes,
you.
That's a that you. Is a part of this.
Yeah, no, it is. It
feels like they count for more, even though does. They don't.
And that godforsaken city and that godforsaken stadium, and it's hot and it's boring, and our sewage is down there. We sent it away so we don't have to deal with it. And it's down there, and sometimes it shows up on the field, and that's a problem.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.